In Simon Shin Mem, Sif Zion. Okay. So we saw in Sif Vav, he spoke about that the case where you had a seam, so two pieces of garment, just and the seam started pulling out, so the threads are loose now. So you can't pull the end of the thread and pull it together. That goes under the category of Malach. Which is sewing. So now we've been talking about the Malachos. So he talks about another case where you'd be pulling on something and causing pulling the garment together. So like this. Oysom Shemahatkin Habagodim. Some of his words say, Ayere Achut Shemoschen Osei Umishadik. So they want to take the sleeves, tighten the sleeves around their arm. So they would put a thread through the sleeve, and when they want to make it tight, they'd pull on this thread, and that would tighten around the arm. You know, a drawstring type of thing. So, but by doing that, you're pulling the material close together. So that is that a form of sewing also or not? The law is also the master. You can't pull on the string. Elam ken yu hanakovim rechovim tzas umesukonim betvir of eagle. If the holes which the drawstring goes through are large, a little bit large, they don't just fit. You know, and they're sewn around. They're reinforced. So it's clear that this is made to be an ongoing remaining hole which is there for the drawstring to go in and out. So then it's obvious it's not an act of sewing, it's an act of tightening and loosening. But if it's not like that, so it looks like I have a thread going inside and going out. So it's pulling on a thread and tightening something. So that's going to be problematic. Mishabura Sivkot Chof Ches. Oyson Shemahatka. Darkon Hoyolitin Chut Besecha Besiad Shalzroa. Their way was to put a thread through the sleeve, which is on the arm. The Kishiroitza Lahatka, when they would want to tighten it, so Hoyomesecha Chut, they'd pull on the thread. They would tighten the thread. And he's had that hate there, but it would tighten very well.
Even though it's not a bias, but it's still a
so this would make the form of the arm fit better, the sleeve fit better to the body. So you can't do it unless the rechavim kitzas and sukkanim. Those they don't have a cover, because if they're a little bit open and they're been reinforced, it doesn't look like sewing. But rather, it looks like the havi kaman the machnis crossim the laws that's putting hooks into loops. It's made for this purpose. Mitzmiras constantly. The moskoy ulahatik kishalayv. So to tighten it when you put it out. When you want to take off the garments, you loosen it. Now, v'imeno mahatku yof. If you're not tightening it totally, v'nimok l'pavim l'hanicha kach l'olam.
Says bias by all.
The posture, sometimes you leave it like that, right?
You don't expect
part
of an error.
Right? Also, so then you cannot tighten this thing on Shabbos. So if it's made to tighten and loosen, tighten and loosen, tighten and loosen, it doesn't look like sewing. But if you just tighten and leave it like that, it looks like sewing. So a question which is raised is, let's say a person has a coat which has a lining. The person wants to zip in the lining, is in it got cold, and he wants to take the lining, which is zip it inside your coat on Shabbos. So Shem Zalman said that that's not called an act of sewing at all. Therefore, there's no evil you're going to leave it there now for the next few months. That's not called. It's not a problem. However, there are hard-boiled poiskim. If you plan to leave it there for a period of time, so it's like this case where even though it's made to go in and out, but if the shomer says you plan to leave it there for a long time, it's also. So what's the difference between this case in and out, and that case of in and out? So it's a problem. So kind of a sphere, which means that the hold is sewn around, it's reinforced. It's sphere up. Some of the neck of around the hole. Even if what you're using is a needle with an eye, and the thread is through the needle, it looks, it works like a needle. Since the hole is reinforced, you totally shove to the needle, which is, stays there all the time. Which that's what pulls it through the holes. Sure, the aim of the shul tiltal. Now, what about care? It's also caring. You have this meal hanging there. Kimish amacha totally bepsil, bepsil bebegit. It's not a problem with caring because the thread is attached to the string. The string is attached to the bag. So that's all part of the bag. So that's not a problem. Even though right now I'm not using it. So if I have a belt, which is, and I have a buckle on my belt, so attached to the back of my raincoat, it's not a problem. In fact, I have a belt there. Even though I'm not using it, I'm going to jog it. Like many opinions, that's considered part of the garment. Even if it's not tight at all, it's not a problem with carrying on Shabbos.
So anything that's attached to the garment is essentially part of the garment,
even though it's not being used.
You're seeing these belts with keys and stuff like that.
That gets a little more complicated because they are. It's not part of the, it's not a technical part of the garment. The belt is made to be part of my the raincoat. See, when you're not using it right now, it's part of the raincoat. The key belt is, unless you're using it, it would be a problem. If you're using it, that actually becomes part of the belt. The same thing, there's loops inside. I have buttons. So it comes up like this. If you don't have the reinforced holes and the holes aren't large, so then it's a problem tofer, even though you're putting it on to tighten it, and then when you take off the garment, you're going to loosen it. If it's reinforced and the holes are a little bit larger, then if you don't leave it there forever, it's mutter. Which means the case where you don't have that, even though your plans are to undo this sewing fairly soon.
Like a drawstring on sweatpants or something like that.
Right, so I think what the issue here is, but it comes out that it sounds like we're from Mishnah Berurah, where the way he's describing it was it wouldn't be in there constantly. You put on the coat, you thread it through tight. When it would be the time to take it off, you would loosen it. You might even take it out. So that's why I had this needle sitting there at the end to thread it through. She says, but since it does, if the case where it's not reinforced holes and not large, it looks like you're actually sewing something through. So it's awesome, even though it's only for a short time. So if we'd have a question, does the malacha of tofer, sewing, have any exception to the fact that it's temporary versus permanent, you would seem to indicate from over here that not. Over here it's temporary, instead of saying it's a problem.
Right?
So as opposed to we discussed, we got to the block of untying and tying knots, the temporary knot, the temporary is not a problem. When it comes to sewing, temporary sewing is a problem. Now there was a remark before in Simon Shin Yajayan, we said not like that. So the same way by knots, temporary is good. By sewing, temporary is good. They're all stupid.
So,
you would have an indication from the Shemara, not like that. And what's interesting is that the Ramah doesn't argue. Right. So we have a problem. Why does Ramah Simchat Yadayim say temporary sewing is mutter? Over here, the Makabra says temporary sewing is usur, and the Ramah says, okay, I'm fine with that. What do you mean you're fine with that? You said before that that's mutter. It's not really sewing, but we're prohibiting it based on the fact that it's compared to sewing. Well, temporary sewing is mutter, because this is not worse than that.
Right, well, we're about to spec it up. It's not, we're going to say it's not an argument. So it must be that this
so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that the Magen Ram clearly, in the Mishnah Zayin said clear that temporary sewing is mutter. Clear. So we know his opinion. So why does he say something over here? He didn't feel the need to. He already said it before. But not that, we're seeing that he's recanting at this point in time.
Right.
Okay.
Which we do unless we have a reason. Meaning, if you have choice,
yes.
That's versus, I don't know.
Mukhin shenaflu min hakesis. So you have the stuffing in the pillow. The stuffing in the pillow came out. Mukhin mashra were little pieces of worn garments. You chopped them up into little pieces. That's called mukhin. So they fell out of the keskeses, the pillow.
And now,
what the last year? You can put them back in.
I will also
delete them between the bookcases. We have an empty pillow which has not been stuffed yet. You can't fill the chatkila on Shabbos and stuff the pillow. Mishabur Laman Aleph Mukhin. Called over Rach, Mukhin, anything soft is called Mukhin. Can Samar Gaffen, can be cotton. Various begotten belim are the worn out little pieces of worn out garments which have been chopped into little pieces. Okay, Gavna, who wouldn't notice his hands will be chewed by feathers. They come out, you can put them back in. Lois the to the same pillow. The king of the Kvar Hoyushov, they're there already. Come on, it's not called you're fixing, you're not called you're creating something. You're just putting it back to its original state. But you can't sew it up. You have all the, why come out? Because there's a hole. Don't sew up the hole. But to put it in the chatkilas also. The hash of a lemon, because when you stuff the pillow, now you have a functioning pillow which you didn't have before. So your mom is making a functioning pillow. We ask you that for you with the rice. That'll be nice in the rice. You're making a queen. So that's nice in the rice. Blowing up balloons. If I've never blown it up before, So the blowing it up, I'm adding something new which wasn't there before. It's like I'm stuffing it. I can't do it on Shabbos.
Just adding air.
Well, I'm just adding feathers, but the point is not making it a different item than it was before. It functions differently when it's blown up, and it functions differently. The question is, can you draw a parallel? Let's say I blew it up before Shabbos, and then I let the air out. So it was filled once, just like the pillow, which was filled once, which you allowed to refill. But then you say, well, over there, you're putting back basically. Do I say, well, that I'm putting in a new filling, I'm putting new air in? So it's not the same thing as like the case of the pillow. The truth is, it only says a lot of putting back the mukhim which fell out of the cast. It doesn't sound like I can take new ones and put them in. I can restuff the original stuff. So I can't put back the same air, obviously, those doesn't exist. So it's no air. So
I definitely have figured that out.
So some person say it's also even if you've blown up beforehand, it's also to re-blow it up. Some say that. Okay, that's the discussion of the malacha of Topher. The next two halachas. There was a malacha called Ma'amir. Ma'amir was making bundles. So in the process of reaping, in the process of making bread, so you're planting and you're plowing the cultivation process, then you have the reaping process, then you have the bundling process. So gathering items together to make a gathering food items together from the place where they grew to make them into a one large bundle unit is the malach of Ma'amr. So also the kabetz melach imisa first melach shadarim la Ma'amr. So the way they used to get salt was they would make very shallow ponds, and they would let the seawater into it. The salt would evaporate out the water. You left with salt. That was referred to as misafirs hamela. That's how they get salt, by burning out the salt, burning off the sun. That person now goes and gathers that salt together. Well, it's like Ma'amr, something grew there, and you gather it together. Well, it didn't really grow here. It's not a vegetable. It's a mineral. It's not a vegetable. But it's parallel to the concept of Ma'amr, that something was developed here, and then you gather it together. So anything, the place where it's growing, it's also to gather it together. That all goes under the umbrella of the malacha of Ma'amir, of gathering something together. Mishabura Lamadal. They bring in seawater. And then the sun burns away the water. And they become salt. Because it's like Ma'amr. Wow. The Malach is Ma'amr who lasts the Fashibolik. Ma'amr was gathering together the sheaves of the stalks of the grain. The Gam who came there, this is also like gathering together the salt. But Vidavka Bimakim Hamisurfais. It's only going to apply in the place where you have burned out the sun, and the salt has crystallized there. She shot moon block and gidula shem hamela. Dumin the shibol and shibasoda. Just like the grain, the stalks grow in the field. Similarly, this salt developed here. Of an espasa mukamacher, mutzul the caps of the mukamacher. The mukamacher only applies in its original place where it grew. So if I have a situation where I have apples under a tree, these apples will fall down under the tree. The person will go and chop and gather the apples from under the tree, he'll buy the rice. Once he has it in the basket, he takes it home and they fall out and they spread all over his house, there's no problem gathering it. The ma'am. So salt is like ma'am. It's only asimir rabbon. Our imer gufa lek is not the rice. Any imer would be the kark. It has to grow from the ground. The salt doesn't grow from the ground. So mir rabbon, the Chazal said, it looks like. It looks like you're doing maver. You're taking something that's sort of growing there and gathering it together, but it didn't really grow there. But specifically, the Shulchan Aruch said you can't gather anything from the place where it grows.
You could say the crystals grow.
Right, but it's not a real growth. Organic sense. Okay, now, anything, what does anything mean? Hainu peiros, fruits, virakas, vegetables, a person will gather wood together. Sticks of wood fell down from the tree, gathered them together. That's called ma'amr. Basavim, a person gathers grasses together to feed his animal, hay. The chalder agolim in the kark, anything which goes from the ground. So all these cases of zechiyuvanam eko kishim akavs and mimokim gedulin. If you're gathering them in the place where they grew, it would not only be osur, it'd be chayiv. He's transgressing on a deraisa level. The zel melech is ma'amr gufa. That's mamash ma'amr. If a high did not hamachaber beloshen osur, if it's mamish chayiv, why does the Shulchan Aruch use the word osur? Should have said a stronger language. Not only is it osur, but if he does it, he's chayiv atatus. Lahara islam. So indicate to us the shalom welcome gedula. Can she spouse in Paris provide? I feel it is surah nami leko kishmakazi leko. I'm telling you, the place where they grow, it's also. Indicates to me the place where they didn't grow, you've gathered ready to transport them to somewhere else, it's mutter. If I would have said the place where they grow is chayim, which is true, you would have inferred the place where they don't grow, it's also. It's just not chayim. The opposite of chayim is potter. The opposite of osur is mutter. So if you would have used the word chayim, you would have said anywhere else, it's potter. Now potter always means in a chasham, potter but osur. So we would have said chayim, we would have said chayim is osur. So I told you osur, you understand, over here it's mutter. It's a place where it grows itself. It's somewhere else, the person gathers together, brings it out, it spills out. He's allowed to go and pick it up.
Correct.
Now, well, it's not so easy though, because it does sound like, let's say a situation where it's been gathered once and then it falls out in that same field, and he has to regather them. We don't know what the law is in that case. We know that if it's not Malkin Gedula, not the place where it grows, it's permitted. what we might argue in that case where it's in the place where it actually grew, which either it's going to be also because of Marasayim.
Oh, wow.
You gather together apples. And people don't know they gathered apples once. So might be other reasons why that's also. Okay. Rishon Megana is a Pardesim. Shilin Zor Moed Bezeh. So people whose job is that they watch orchards, vegetable gardens and orchards. So you have to be very careful. They feel prepared. They fell off the tree before Shabbos, so there's no problem of muksa because beginning of Shabbos they were not attached. Any fruit which is attached to the tree at the beginning of Shabbos is muksa because you can't take it off the tree. So now it falls out on Shabbos, it remains muksa. So that's it, fell before Shabbos. So that's not muksa. Great, goes out, picks up two apples which he knows fell before Shabbos. One sec. It's a caribou, so also the Shabbos, fill them out. Don't gather together. Even a little bit.
Well, if you pick one up and ate it.
Fine. If he picks up two, he'll bring inside for himself and for his wife. You told me the malach of the rice over here. The sheer emer who sheer katan oid, the sheer for the malach of emer is very small amount. So how much is the amount? A person who's gathering bundled together, gathered together foods. If the reason why you're gathering together is to feed a person, shiroi is kigrogeris. It's the size of a grogeris. A gregarious is a dried fig, not very large. Even the behema, sure, kimoli b'ziyagadi. If he's gathered together to feed his animal, so the size is the amount which would fill up a young goat. Kimoli b'ziyagadi, the amount would fill his mouth. Also, not a gigantic amount. Bimla Hasak, he was gathering it together to use for fuel purposes. Shirk El Vashal Bay, it's enough fuel to cook one egg. The more it says that one egg means it's a red case for that it's scrambled because it cooks more quickly and the pan is heated already, so it cooks more quickly. And you're just I'm talking about a chicken egg, which is easy to cook. The amount of wood you would need to cook that egg, that's the amount we would cut. So that none of these three shiurim, which we're giving in halacha, which again, they're all pretty small. So, the person that we carefully picks up two large apples, it's too late.
Is there also an issue of maser? I mean, you can't take maser on Shabbos if you're picking something inside.
Well, if you do it outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem with maser. In Eretz Yisrael, theoretically, you might have a problem with maser, depending on the situation. In general, there needs to be more levels of processes done for the time to have the mitzvah maaser. But that situation goes outside, he gathers together two apples to bring home, one for himself, one for his wife. It'd be a big problem. Very reminiscent of the rest. Okay.
Has to take his wife to the apple tree.
Yeah, take your wife out. new explanation for what it means to take your wife out. Yud. A makabitz tevela, rotsim min ha'ivul. Person takes the figs, gathers them together, and makes it into an eagle. Eagle was they used to press the figs together, make a large, like a cake, pressed figs. And then it would sort of gel together, it would become like very, sticky, gooey, etc. Eventually, they would chop off a piece and eat it. So it's called an eagle, usually because they used to do it round. The thing she has to do with they would have like a barrel which would be broke, but the top part of the barrel was still intact, and stick it in that and press it in. That would be the form to make this thing. So a person would do that, or shenok of te'enim, a person makes a hole through the figs, through the chevel, and you strung them onto the thread. So now you have this necklace of all these figs which are drying. The Rebbe told us, Ma'am, these are told that Ma'amr was bundling the sheaves. This is along the lines of Ma'amr. Okay. Raise the tallest man. Shadar and Shalois and the parents of Tabor and said, that's how you would gather these things together. Vine Benish Masada, Shemitsade. The Afkashosa came and by his Kaim Shema. One second, you just told me before that Ma'amar only applies in the place where it grows. So under the fig tree, I understand. So you take the figs, bring them inside, and you put them, and you string them. God, she's not under the fig tree. Not walking. You do it where it grows. Why? The wife in Kazer, also lost his gamma by his kibasada. When you press them or string them, it was normal to do it in the house as outside. So this is the final part of the process of bringing them together. And the house was a normal place to do that and finish that process. So that's like doing it in Baka Gedula. Okay. Yud Aleph. Now this really is not a malacha of Ma'amar at all, but the flow is that it seems in people's minds to be similar to Ma'amar. You gather something together. So that's why it's here, probably. If I want to put sesame seeds or nuts into honey and shavuot, I'm allowed to do that. Even though those things make a concoction, like some type of a dish. You can't squeeze them together, because when you squeeze them together, you cause some of the honey to squeeze out, and it's like barware.
When each one gets
He squeezes the nuts together. And it causes the tavash on the outside to squeeze out and separate out. So you end up with squeezing away the honey which you're not going to use. And just having this mash. It's called burr.
I'll say
there would be a heter, it would become permissible if you do it right before the meal. If you do it right before the meal, not so if you do it by hand, not using an instrument. He's pushing the stuff inside, and therefore the outside is coming off. So it's not part of the service.
What's happening with the honey? Is it going to eat the honey?
No,
but that doesn't matter.
But not get the honey.
You said with a lemon, if you squeeze a lemon, you can, on your salad, you can eat it right away.
Right, so well, there it is. It's a fair question. The more open number is dosh. Really, it's a fair question to ask. I mean, it's under the umbrella of dosh. Skin is under the umbrella of dosh. Dosh is threshing. What's threshing? Threshing is you break the kernel off of the stalk. Now, in English, we might call that separating the kernel from the stalk. And what's burning? Well, the stalk is the kernel is the usable life. We're calling that dosh. So what's between dosh and burning? Both of you have a usable life and a non-usable life. Separating one from the other.
According to the amount of openings and the amount of holes that you have.
So dosh is when there's an attachment. You're breaking the attachment. So the person breaks off the outer layer of some types of nuts. They have to have like another layer outside. Break that case and get them inside. Taking the peas out of a pot. If the pot is edible, the peas are edible, it's not cold. Dosh, it has to have the usable and non-usable.
Mara's
going to
chime in on that. The honey immediately binds.
But that's where you get the local dosh. So squeezing the lemon out is a toldo, because vis-a-vis the liquid, it's like it's being
the opening of a house that is
squeezing a grape.
But
vis-a-vis the liquid, it's like the grape itself functions as the stalk holding the liquid. You're breaking it out, but it's breaking it apart. That's a local dosh, not butter. Over here, it wasn't attached in that way that you could toss the local dosh. What didn't really discuss is maybe the local dosh. Which is leading to horrendous translation. One comes with the blogs, translate them, and they end up with issues. The love of Losh is combining a liquid and a salad together to make one liquid. So you've got to pour liquid into the salad, pouring water into the flour, we don't need it at all, we need a pound of Losh. So over here, we're using the vehicle of this thinner item, the honey, to take all of these nuts and become one mass. Why is it become a Losh? So what the Rambam says, it is. The problem is a Borer, the problem is Losh. So when you squeeze them together, it's not shot, well, the outer layer of honey gets discarded. The problem is Borer, good from bad. The problem is Losh, you make it the one, using the liquid to solidify into one item. So the difference is that there's a permission in Borer of immediate use, there's no permission in Losh of immediate use.
That's already after our
home.
We don't say, if they go through the wall down
the middle, we don't say,
oh, well.
Now, this actually is clearly the block we're dealing with here is Losh. Losh is, it's like this. Zarapishta, a shimshin. A person puts flax seed or sesame seeds, ketamimai, in water. Other types of seeds which function similarly. Chayim Shem Losh. That's called Lisha. Lisha is Arvim Minitlim Zebizem. Because the nature of these seeds is that they sit in the water, they exude some starches, whatever it is, which causes them to leak into the other piece seeds and they become one big mass. So that's that's the, so even though normally lush, you have to do some type of action, something, you just put the seeds, and when you put them in, it's water, seeds, water flowing in the seeds. No, say that again. It's seeds floating in water. Right? Since the nature of these things that they're going to mass together and become one mass, that's the block of lush. And you're using the liquid and the cell together to create a mass. Examples of this issue, gelatin. So you add Jell-O brand Jell-O, right? You add your gelatin to the water, nothing happens immediately. It's still liquid. You let it sit for a period of time, and the water gets absorbed into the gel and becomes this one gel. That's Malachi Daraisa, of course. I think Metamucil goes into the same problem also. You stir Metamucil into a liquid, then you let it sit, it's going to absorb all the liquid and become a big man. So it'll be this Malachi Lush. So he did it almost in a passive sense. The result is Lush, so it's also absorbed. Yeah, good so far.
This is with the flax and the sesame.
Sesame, right? So, or any similar seed which has that propensity to get some water. Seminal Seifim in the Malachas, which are openings, wrapping containers, etc. All these issues. And it deals with the Malacha of Kareya and it's Toldo of Teifer. So Teifer, we said before, was sewing. But we're going to see in Sif Yadalit that the Rama discusses a Toldo of Teifer, which is gluing two items together. So if I sew two items together, I'm taking two pieces, so making them into one. If I glue the two together, it's the same thing. So any process of attaching the two items together to one, so heat sealing plastic wrap around something, then heat sealing the edge, bag or whatever, the top is heat sealed together to two sides, that's a form of a malacha. That would be told of Teifer, gluing two things together. So that, now, whenever there's a block of Teifer, to put it together, there's a block of Kareya to take it apart. So I'm involved in the apartment, I'm involved in the block of Kareya, Terry.
And you want to go ahead
So in Sif Yud Gimel, we're going to introduce making a usable item out of tearing off a usable item from something. So, Zotim Bechaber in Sif Yud Gimel. In Sherman Acheris, if I have a piece of earthenware and I break a piece off to make it a usable size, I'll use it to do something with it. Then currently where I can't tear paper, it may shoot to the second clee. Because I'm making a clee, I'm making a usable item. So the issue which Mr. Brisson is grappling with at length, these long beer alochas over here, is why are we dealing with this problem being making a kli? Why don't we deal with the malacha of Kareya? Tearing paper is Kareya. Well, tearing paper is a problem because now you're making it to a usable size and now you made a cleat. Shkoyach. You can't tear because it's tearing. If I make paper into a usable size that I can want to accomplish whatever I want to accomplish with it. Well, see, kli doesn't necessarily have to mean, kli doesn't necessarily have to mean it can hold something. It means it has utilitarian usage. So if I make this paper into a same piece of paper, I want to use it as a bookmark. It's too large, it's thick as on the paper. So I tear up half, tear up a piece and stick it in my... I made a bookmark. So that's a malacha. It's not any less of a malacha. It says over there, there's a... malacha earlier, a person would have a piece of a log of wood, go over and pull off a splinter to use as a toothpick. He made a toothpick. He made a cleat. So these all. So the Bir Halacha is going to deal with, in other words, why are we seeing the problem as making the kli? Why aren't we seeing the problem as you're doing kareya, you're doing tear? So the case of the breaking the piece of earthenware, the shard.
Can you be chayav for more than one malacha with the same action?
Yes.
So you could be chayav for both things.
Theoretically, yeah. Ain't Shabbat Acheres. Okay, Gavin, you want to use this piece of broken pottery to break off a piece, and you use it to put your cup down. It shouldn't make a mess on the table. You know, it'd be a coaster. Or put the pot down. It'd be like a tripod to set the hot pot onto the table. Whatever. Because you like the sack and cleat. Admiring the shame of the meeting. The case there was that he wasn't Macron on a specific side.
It doesn't work.
Why do I say that? Lavachi yesh by damish makate. Makate is cutting something to size. So, if you be cutting it to a specific size, the size of the malach of making the kli, you also are over the sort of makate of cutting something to size. So, a person takes the skin of the hide of an animal, it cuts it to the size that he wants to use to make. Straps. That's a lot of makata. That's your problem of tearing bathroom tissue. The main lucky thing over there is makata. You're trying to a size. Then the kanech is atzmo v'hem. The person was tearing paper into strips to use to wipe himself. Other shari is attached for some other usage. Chai b'shem kareya. So not only does he have a problem making a kli, he also has a malacha of kareya of tearing. Shu kareya im anas sakin. It has the benefits. And Mishabura is going to prove that the issur of kareya is as long as any time it's beneficial, even though the kareya which existed in the Mishkan, where did they have kareya? Where did they tear the Mishkan? When they sewed together the different, they made the reeds. They sewed the reeds together. And you make your copies of the Mishkan. Sometimes when they were sewn together, you take out your stitches and you sew. The person's making the garments, you sew the sleeve, whatever you sew something. It puckers too much, so you take out the stitches and you sew. So the case of Kareya where I'm not split for. You were tearing with intention of sewing. Right? So even though that is the case of the Mishkan, the Mishabur is gonna prove that as long as it's done for a beneficial purpose, not necessarily sewing, that's enough to be done. So a person would tear this paper into strips to use to clean himself, to wipe himself. It's a beneficial usage. So it's a kareya amanas the socket. It's a for the purse. Five, not for silver.
What causes
the Chabrish Lehizdim Tanakan Tam the Mishnah Kurei? I'm very low. So why does all the Shulchan Aruch mention making a clean? He should mention also Kurei. I'll speak about that in the Berel.